12 hours later, the conference room, as secure as any room could be, was crammed with officers.
The blue shoulder flashes are intelligence, the green, technical.
At one end of the long black table, Grand Admiral Savanche leaned forward, and at the other was the only empty seat in the room, waiting for the government's senior civilian representative, himself. He edged past the others to his place and stood there facing Savanche.
You've seen the recording. What I want to know is, what kind of force are you committing to get her back?
There's not a damn thing we can do, sir.
There has to be.
We can search, which we're doing. We have experts going through the intel database trying to figure out who these people are and thus where they might be.
You have to—
My Lord Thornbuckle, your daughter has not made any official checkpoints since Paj 62 days ago. We've already begun running the traffic records and sightings from all stations, but there are thousands, tens of thousands of stations, just in familiar space alone. You have three orbiting your own Sirialis. With the staff we can release for this, that's going to take weeks to months just to sift the existing data.
That's not good enough.
With all due respect, my lord, given the recent incursions by the Compassionate Hand and the Blood Horde, we dare not divert resources from our borders. They can certainly add surveillance for your daughter or her ship to the other duties. Those orders have gone out. But it would be suicidal to put all fleet on this single mission.
Tell me what else you have done.
We know that she's leased the yacht Jester from all systems. 10 personnel identified as your personal militia boarded with her. All Systems has provided us full identification profiles for that ship. If it shows up in familiar space, within range of any of our ships, we will know it. We know that she took it from Corellia to Paj without incident. Do you know where she was going next?
No. She said she wanted to visit several friends and check into some of her investments before coming to Sirialis. She had no itinerary. She said if she made one, the newsflash shooters would find her. She said she'd be at Sirialis for the opening day of the hunt.
So you expected her to be out of contact?
Yes. She had mentioned visiting Lady Cecilia de Marktos on Rotterdam, and perhaps even Xavier's system.
I see. So when would you have considered her overdue?
I was beginning to worry. I expected her to call in more often.
You see, my lord, it's a very large universe, and she is only one person. Our technicians are still working on the data cube and the flat picks, but so far, nothing definite has shown up. The cube itself is one of the cheap brands sold in bulk through discount suppliers. The image has been through some sort of editing process which removed considerable data. The flat picks were taken with old technology, but the prints you have are simply copies of prints, not prints from negatives. That, again, reduced the data available for analysis. Right now, there's nothing whatever to give us any idea what we're dealing with, let alone where she is.
But they said they were the New Texas something or other.
New Texas God-fearing militia, yes. Something we've never heard of before. It sounds utterly ridiculous to me. We are making discreet inquiries, but until something comes along, some confirmatory evidence, this might as well be the act of lunatics.
And how long will that take? Don't you realize what's happening to her?
It will take as long as it takes. And yes, I understand your concern, and I can imagine, though I don't want to, what may be happening to her.
Ensign Serrano, report to Captain's office. Ensign Serrano, report to Captain's office.
Unsure what he had done wrong this time, Baron looked up. Lieutenant Garrick turned to look at him and then jerked her thumb toward the hatch. Captain Escobar was sitting behind his desk, holding what looked like a decoded hard copy.
Ensign, you knew the Speaker's daughter, didn't you?
For an instant, Baron could not think who this might be. What chairman, what daughter?
Brun Meager, sir?
Yes, sir, I did. I met her at Copper Mountain Schools, and we were in the Escape Innovation course together.
Bad news. She was on her way back to her family home when her ship was attacked by raiders.
Brun dead? Baron could not believe that vivid, laughing girl was dead.
She was alone?
Not quite. She chartered a small yacht, about like one of our couriers. And she had a small security detachment, her father's private militia.
Escobar paused as if to make sure that he was not interrupted again. Baron clamped his jaw.
The ship has not been found, but a message packet was sent to her father via commercial postal service. The Speaker's daughter was not killed. She was captured.
Baron felt his jaw drop.
The raiders wanted her family to know that they had taken her and what they had done. Barbarians is what they are. Information has been forwarded to me. It should arrive shortly.
Escobar looked at Baron over the top of the hard copy.
I called you in because we have no adequate professional assessment of this young woman's temperament and abilities. I know she was referred to Copper Mountain by Admiral Vito Serrano, apparently on the advice of Commander Serrano. But her school files were wiped when she left as a security measure. If anything is to be done for her, we need to know what she herself is capable of and what she's likely to do.
Baron's first impulse was to say that Brunn would always come out on top. It was her nature to be lucky. But he had to base this on facts. He wasn't going to make assumptions this time about what he knew and what he merely surmised.
She's very bright. Learns in a flash, quick in everything. Impulsive, but her impulses are often right.
Often has a number attached?
No, sir. Not without really thinking it over. In field problems, I'd say 80% right, but I don't know how much of that was impulse. They didn't let her do the big field exercise for security reasons. She did have a problem. She was used to getting what she wanted. With people. With relationships. She assumed it.
I see. What did she try with you? And I'm sorry if this is a sore subject, but we need to know.
Well, she found me attractive. Cute, I think, was her word. She wanted more. I didn't.
Aware of the social problems?
No, sir, not exactly. Mostly, I was close to Lieutenant Suiza.
I can see why. Exceptional officer, by all accounts.
Then he hadn't heard. Baron felt a chill. He didn't want to be the one to tell the captain about Esme's stupid explosion or the quarrel that she and Brunn had had.
Brunn is like Esme, Lieutenant Suiza, with the brakes off. They're both smart, both brave, both strong, but Brunn, when the danger's over, she's put it completely aside. Lieutenant Suiza will still be thinking it over, and Brunn would take chances just for the thrill of it. She was lucky, but she expected to be lucky.
Well, I know who'd I'd want on my ship.
Escobar touched a button on his desk.
Ensign, what I'm going to tell you now is highly sensitive. We have some information on the young woman's condition after capture, but that information must not spread. It will, I think, be obvious to you why when I tell you about it. I'm doing this because, in my judgment, you may be able to help us concoct a way to help her, if you have enough information. But I warn you, if I find out that you've slipped on this, I will personally remove your hide in strips right before the court-martial. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
All right. The Raiders left behind a vid they made of her after the capture. It's one of the ugliest things I've ever watched. And I've been in combat and seen good friends blown to bits. It's clear from this vid that the Raiders intended to take her to one of their home planets and keep her there as breeding stock.
What?
Baron clamped his teeth together again. He'd thought of rape. He'd thought of ransom. He'd thought of political pressure. But certainly not that.
Yes. And they've mutilated her. They've done surgery and destroyed her vocal cords.
Escobar paused. Baron said nothing, trying not to think of voluble Brunn, silent, unable to speak. Rage rose in him.
We don't at this time know where she is. We don't know if she's still alive or not, though we suspect she is. We don't know her physical condition at any time subsequent to the vid left by the Raiders. It may be impossible to find her.
Baron wanted to argue, to insist that they must, but he knew better. One person, even Brunn, even the Speaker's daughter, was not enough reason to start a war.
I see no reason for you to view the vid, but this may be a requirement later, and you need to know that for calculated cruelty without much actual injury, this is the worst I've ever seen. The important thing is that what you know about her might make rescue possible. We don't want to shoot her by accident because we fail to understand her way of thinking.
Yes, sir.
I'd like you to record every detail you can remember about her. Anything, from the color of her underwear to every preference she ever expressed. We're trying to get more information from other people she knew. But you and Lieutenant Suiza have the advantage of understanding the military perspective and having known her in a dangerous situation.
Yes, sir.
I put no deadline on this, but I do consider it urgent. The longer she's in their hands, the more likely that permanent damage will result. Not to mention political chaos.
Baron digested that. He dared not ask how her father was taking it, the little bit that he knew.
Is her voice permanently gone?
No way to tell until she's retrieved.
But how are we going to find her?
I don't know, Ensign. If you come up with any ideas, be sure to share them. We've been assigned to the task force charged with finding and rescuing her.
Only a day later, Escobar called him into the office again.
They found the yacht. It was dead in space, tethered to an unmanned navigation station. Local traffic hadn't noticed it. It was found by the maintenance crew that went out to the service station. Empty, and so far no idea where it came from. Forensics will be all over it. There's evidence of a struggle inside.
Baron's heart sank, if possible, even lower. A vid of Brunn was one thing, but her yacht, empty and bearing signs of a fight, was not something likely to have been faked.